Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dahazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. And now, play ball. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dahazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Dahazu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is hit by the pitch. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Krukow covering. Safe. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Tavares moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houseman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flynn moves to third. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow bunts towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sizemore moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maddox moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Gil Flores now playing right field. Joel Youngblood now playing center field. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ontiveros moves to second. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Houseman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Barry Foote now catching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Foote reaches second base with a double. Sizemore moves to third. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Foote scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes DeJesus trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Buckner is walked intentionally. Ed Glynn now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ontiveros hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Vail reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Vail moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foote strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vail scores. Sizemore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Miguel Delon now playing left field. Larry Beitner now playing first base. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Dan Norman pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.